Water is being let out of Lake Ontario at record rates, but it's doing little to relieve high water on the South Shore. Last year, flooding caused millions of dollars in damage to residences and businesses. One neighborhood in Hamlin was hit particularly hard, with heavy erosion and intense flooding that forced people to evacuate. Now, nearly a year later, Great Lakes reporter Veronica Volk reports that residents there are fearful of another flood season.
Bobby Jones stands on a sandy beach looking out over Lake Ontario. Small waves lap against the shore just a few yards from his summer cottage. But he's seen much worse.
You need to respect the lake because this lake can change on you and a dime.
His neighborhood is surrounded by water, thanks to a creek that separates it from the Lake Ontario State Highway. And there's just this beach instead of a hardened shoreline.
Everyone to the west of us has some kind of a break wall, whereas I'm the first one without anything.
Jones bought this little cottage in 2012, and 2 years ago, he spent his retirement savings on the property just behind it, where he built a house to live full-time with his wife, his daughter, his cat, and his three-legged dog. It's across the street from the lake, but has a great view of the wetlands from the back deck.
We have a set of swans over here that come and say hello to us, and they were always a joy to have, but this year they won't be here with the way things are.
The way things are is this. Right now, Lake Ontario is almost a foot above its average height for this time of year. And Jones worries this is just the beginning. Last year, high water in winter gave way to devastating floods in the spring across New York and the Canadian province of Ontario. And that led to some dramatic TV news reports.
Good evening. A state of emergency now in effect along the Lake Ontario shoreline. It's all
in the water yesterday had washed all the way up to the shoreline here. You can see there's
the lake is literally cutting into the road, and as it erodes it away.
If the water gets much higher, they'll be asking homeowners to evacuate for their own safety.
Jones and his family did have to evacuate until the water finally receded in October. And since then, he says he hasn't been able to build any protective structures on his property, so he feels vulnerable to another flood season.
Because this is a flood zone in wetlands, they're not allowing you to do that, and the town won't let you do it. But they let me build here.
Down the street, Carol Myrick and her husband are also concerned about flooding. They live on the lakeside, and their property line is too close to the house to allow them to build a break wall. Last year, water came into their house, cracked their foundation, and broke their septic system.
I've lived on the lake all my life, so, you know, I would put up with probably anything, but I don't know what we're going to do if it happens again.
The level of Lake Ontario is controlled by downstream dams, and some residents say a change in government policy brought higher levels and last year's floods. But scientists with the Army Corps of Engineers say that with record spring rains, there was simply too much water to handle. Scientists point to climate change as a catalyst for these higher levels. Temperate winters and wet springs fill the eastern Great Lakes, Erie and Ontario, with water. Keith Korolewski of the Army Corps says current conditions do not necessarily promise a repeat of last year.
Levels that we see during this time of year do not provide any indication of what levels are going to be in April or May or June.
For levels to return to normal, Korolewski says the region needs an extended dry period. But NOAA forecasts a 40% chance of higher than average precipitation in April, May, and June. In the meantime, Myrick and Jones and their neighbors all along the shore are hoping for the best, but also expecting the worst. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Hamlin, New York.